Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. We are in the Sermon on the Mount, the sermon that Jesus preached. It's recorded in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Today, Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. Yesterday, we saw that Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." And today, he says this, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Light does two things. It exposes and explains. It chases away the darkness and reveals what is near. Darkness and light cannot exist in the same place. When light is present, it illuminates the area and defines the way. Jesus said that believers are the light of the world. Like a city built on a hill, you cannot hide your relationship with Jesus. In his book, The Cost of Discipleship, the German pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer explains that you have no choice but to shine. Here's what Bonhoeffer writes. "It is not you are to be the light of the world." That's not what Jesus said. He said believers are already the light because Christ has called them and they are light, which is seen by men. They cannot be otherwise. Nor does Jesus say you have the light. The light is not an instrument which has been put into our hands. He says to his followers, "You are the light in your whole existence, provided you remain faithful to your calling. And since you are that light, you can no longer remain hidden, even if you want to. It is the property of light to shine." Followers of Jesus must be what they really are. Otherwise, they are not followers of Jesus. You are the light of the world. It is time to shine. So, Father, help me shine in the way that others see how you are working in me and through me. May you always receive honor and glory for what you are doing in my life. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.